Now, I want you to allow yourself to be as lazy as you want to be, listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, go ahead and concentrate for a few moments on your breathing. That's right. Allow yourself to breathe slowly and steadily, just as though you are sound asleep, or pretending to be sound asleep. And as you do, imagine, perhaps, just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there, using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye, and then use the power of your mind to see yourself relaxing even more. That's right. Imagine it. Picture it. That's right. Now, while you're still thinking about your breathing, go ahead and make sure that each breath lasts the same amount of time as the last breath. That's right. Each breath in taking just as long as every breath out, so that your breathing is very, very steady. That's right. There may be some variation. Some breaths may be shorter or longer than each other, but go ahead and concentrate on breathing nice and slow and steady. And while you're thinking about breathing, go ahead and notice the weight of your head against wherever it is that it's resting. And go ahead and keep listening to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's okay. You can simply start thinking about your breathing again. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you, you'll find that there's a simple rule, a rule called 7 plus or minus 2. And that means that most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of 5 things at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head resting where it is, how it is you might look from outside, and that's 4 things. So, it's fairly easy to think about 4 things while you listen to the sound of my voice. That's right. And now, I want you to feel your feet where they are. That's right. Feel them. Feel them where they're resting. And that would make 5 things. That's right. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head where it's resting, the way you're breathing, the way you look while you're reacting, all of these things. And now, feel how heavy your arms are. That's right. Feel how heavy your arms are while you rest there, as you feel your feet. That's right. And now you're all the way up to 7. And it wouldn't be that hard to go ahead and add an 8th. I wonder if your mind's powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 things. That's right. It's not that hard. Perhaps it's the temperature in the room. Perhaps it's exactly how you feel while you're lying there. How you feel, how you look, your breathing, my voice, your feet, your arms, how your eyes feel. There's another one. So many things. So many things as you listen to my voice. You listen to my voice, and you hear all of these things, and you find it's hard to keep track of them all at the same time. And of course, if you get all of these things going at once, you may find yourself scanning from one to the other very quickly, trying to keep track of them all in your mind so quickly that it actually feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. And in the world of computers, that would be called time sharing. That's right, sharing your available resources between several different tasks. Multitasking. You are attempting to do the multitasking that is probably at the limit of your own capacity. Very few people can go beyond what we've already covered. That's right. So many different tasks. And that's why some people can only think of four or five things, and others can think of eight or nine at the same time, because it's the limit of what their mind can do. It's a limit of their memory. And I wonder how well your memory is working while you struggle to remember all of those things. The weight of your head, your breathing, how you look from the outside, the temperature of your room, your feet, where you're laying right now, your arms, where you're laying right now, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. That's so many things. And now that you're trying to juggle them all in your mind, you can think how good it will feel when you allow yourself to think of the most important thing of all, concentrating all of your energies, all of them, onto the single most important thing of all, which is going to be easy, very, very easy. Do. Now you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of all of the others. You're going to think of that one thing and how good it is to think of only one thing. Think of how relaxed you can be now. How relaxed you can be now that you are not thinking of anything else. How relaxed you can be in mind and body when you don't have to keep track of your breathing, the temperature, how your feet feel, how your arms feel. That's right. Imagine how relaxed you can be when you stop focusing on all of those things and focus instead on just one thing, and that's relaxing your mind and body. Relaxing it so very, very much that nothing else seems to exist, that nothing else seems to matter. Relaxing your mind and body so very, very deeply that nothing else in the world exists. So very, very relaxed. Your mind and body focused only on the task of relaxation and listening to my voice. That's right. And as you listen to my voice, you may find yourself relaxing even further. It seems that my voice relaxes you so very, very much, taking you down so very, very deep and comfortable and relaxed.